Lloyd Bonafide, it's good to have you with us, sir.
It's my pleasure.
What can you tell me about your work in television? You're an extra, right?
Well, Phil, I was an extra. I worked in the worked as an extra, and I did some feature acting as a young man. And this was after I had gotten out of the Navy, but I had done some of that work for the early part of my life, and then I did spot work throughout the years when I had started my own business and when I had started my family.
All right, so you, in other words, you had started a business.
But yes, I still dabbled in it.
You still dabbled in it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Can you tell me about some of your experiences? Because I know that you were talking to me off the air. You have met some of some of the world's big stars and some of television's big stars, right?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I look back on my life. I had the great pleasure of being an extra in the film Spirit of St. Louis with the great Jimmy Stewart.
Absolutely.
And he was a wonderful man. And I met Jimmy Stewart on the set of Spirit of St. Louis. And I can recall when I was standing actually right after a take. It was the scene where he's about to take off in the plane. And we went up to the line for lunch. We had broken for lunch, and we were filming out on Long Island, New York. And Mr. Stewart got in line ahead of me. And I remember I said to him, you know, I'm in line here, and you've cut in. And I just put a hand on his, I remember it was on his left arm, and I shoved him out of the line. And he came back and put a hand in my chest and shoved me. And we got into a pushing, just kind of a shoving match right there. And I pushed him over a couple of chairs, and I recall that because I always thought he was a wonderful man, but he put his hands on me, and I don't...
You don't like that?
No, I do not.
You actually shoved Jimmy Stewart over a chair?
You know, I did, Phil.
Do you regret that? I mean, Mr. Stewart has passed on.
Yeah, you know, I do regret it, but you don't put your hands on me, and I was a young man then, but I have always had the greatest respect for him. I can tell you that in later years, I did some spot, some feature work and some extra work for television. And there was an old television actor named Hugh Beaumont.
Leave It to Beaver.
Yes, it was Leave It to Beaver. And Hugh Beaumont, and I was an extra in a scene in Leave It to Beaver. And Hugh Beaumont and I were using the same drinking fountain. And it was during the early stages of Leave It to Beaver. And he came over and elbowed me out of the way, I remember, and I just grabbed him and I shoved him up against a wall, and he came at me and he grabbed me by the lapels, and he said something crude to me, I don't remember what it was, and he shoved me up against a wall, and at that time, I remember, he came at me.
And Hugh Beaumont?
Yes, sir. And I put my foot up, and I put my foot right into the lower part of his chest, and I kicked him back up against a wall. And that was something that happened, but I...
You shoved Jimmy Stewart over a chair. You shoved Hugh Beaumont.
I don't play the touching game. Do you see what I'm saying, Phil? You don't touch me, thank you very much. But this is not to say that I didn't respect these men immensely. And it's not to say that I didn't have great memories of them, but it is to say that, you know, you don't put your hands on me.
Who else? I mean, was there anybody in Hollywood? Suddenly you got into shoving matches with guys, right?
Oh, no. I worked with some great men. I you have to understand that I loved and respected all of these people. I was an extra recently on that Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks film, and he struck me as sort of full of himself, you know, so I put him in his place. He elevated it, and I opened that can a whoop-ass a little bit on him.
Tom Hanks.
Well, you know, all I did, I can tussle with him, and Mr. Hanks seemed he was full of himself. So as I was going, I was leaving the set one day, and I was walking by Tom Hanks, and I put my hand right in the middle of his chest, which is generally my M.O. I'll place my hand right here in the middle of your chest, you know?
Right.
And I just shoved him up against a wall. And I said to him, you know, you're young and you're successful. Why don't you grab a can of humility before I open up the can? And I told him, don't try it, Tommy boy. I'll take you down. And he didn't try anything with me. But I think he's a wonderful talent. And
is there anybody else's ass that you've kicked?
Well, Orson Welles.
Really?
Yes, I kicked his ass.
It was on the set of Citizen Kane, and what a marvelous, marvelous actor and performer Orson Welles was. And there's no doubt about the fact that he should have won more Academy Awards than he did. How did you kick his ass? You know, he was barking out orders one day, and...
Jonah never saw Citizen Kane, by the way.
Well, I don't even know who he is.
Jonah Weiland, my producer.
That's swell. And he was barking out orders one day on the set, and I went up to him and I said, "Mr. Welles, do you want me to stand here or there?" And he made the big mistake.
Put his hands on you?
Yes. He grabbed me and he pushed me. He said, "I want your blocking is here. I want you to stand there on the set." And that's when I lifted my leg up, put my shoe right in the lower part of his chest, and kicked his fat ass backwards over a couple of chairs. You see what I'm saying? So I have very fond memories of Orson Welles, but I love better memories of Orson Welles on his ass. You know what I'm saying? If I had my choice.
So you'd rather see Orson Welles with his ass kicked in your memory than doing...
Yes, it's just... Well, you mentioned your producer, Jonah Weiland?
Yeah.
You want me to kick his ass, too?
No, you don't need to do that. Who else's ass did you kick? I know that... did you ever run in with Johnny Whitaker from Family Affair?
I kicked his ass, too. He was a wonderful young performer. I thought he was a tremendous boy. But he pissed me off one day on the set, and I picked him up by his belt and his lapel, and I threw him through a plate glass window on the set. And what did you just do?
I wanted to let you know that we had to wrap up.
You touched me. Sir, I'm sorry. No, you just put your hand on me.
Sir, I'm awfully sorry. God damn you.
Oh. Don't you ever put your hands on me again. Oh, my God. Don't you ever put your hands on me again, you jackass.
Did you have to hit me in the nose?
Yes, I did. Now I'm going to put your name next to Orson Welles. Jimmy Stewart, Johnny Whitaker, and Vic Tayback as asses that I've kicked. Thank you very much.
KFI Los Angeles for Stimulating Talk Radio.
You have.
Does anybody?
I guess you could say that I hang fairly well in my slacks, and she made some crude comment that I didn't like. And
what did she say?
Well, I don't want to get into it, but I shoved her down. There was a flight of stairs and a landing, and she landed on her ass. Lynn Redgrave was asking for it once, but I backed off. There's a few women that you want to, but you don't. I've got a chapter in the book where I kicked Errol Flynn's ass because he thought that I'd made fun of a woman that he was with, and I had made fun of her. By the way, that whole painkiller addiction thing of Liz Taylor's, that was because of me.
Because you pushed her downstairs?
I pushed her down some stairs, yes. But Errol Flynn, I pushed him in front of a car that was moving out of the lot over here at 20th Century. It was leaving the lot, and I saw my opening, and I took it. He was mouthing off. And so just as the car was moving out, I just shoved him right in front of the grill of it was an old Studebaker. Errol was a fag. I wanted to kick Lloyd Bridges' ass, but I never got the opportunity.
Why?
Well, he had, Sea Hunt had been canceled. I had been signed on as a feature player, and they canceled Sea Hunt. But how I wanted to hold him underwater. I wanted to just pull that pipe away from his mouth and just watch the bubbles go, but I never had the opportunity. Lloyd kept ducking his ass whipping, and then of course he's dead, and God rest his soul, but I would have derived such pleasure out of drowning that bastard. And it's been an interesting life.
The book is called Great Asses That I've Kicked. Lloyd Bonafide is the author. Some tremendous stories in there about kicking Orson Welles' ass, Johnny Whitaker's, and so many others, Hugh Beaumont. And it is available in paperback. And if you want to read kind of a different take on Hollywood...
By the way, I settled for kicking both of his kids' asses, Phil.
Is that Lloyd Bridges?
Right. I kicked Bo Bridges' ass back in 71, and then I kicked the other one, Jeff Bridges' ass, on the set of that goddamn Blown Up or Blow Me or whatever that... You remember that blow-up thing?
Oh, the Irish thing?
Yeah, and then Starman, too. I kicked his ass on that one.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it was called Blown Away.
Right.
It blew.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lloyd.
Thank you, Phil.
Lloyd Bonafide, author of the book Great Asses I've Kicked. It's Phil Henry's show here.